Hello, welcome. You are listening to the three spiritual lessons of art and money, how to be rich in both. This is a very hot topic, and this topic can bring up a lot. Art is something that definitely taps into the deeper, intimate places within our soul, so that brings up a lot. And then money also can trigger so much. And it really breaks my heart how our society in many ways has separated these two very powerful experiences in our life of art and money. And today's call is all about making a bridge, essentially, so that you can, if you choose, bring those together so that you can experience wealth in both your inner world as well as in the outer world. I am Laura Hollick. I am your guide through today's call. We will actually be doing a creative process. So I hope you've got your journal and markers and any intuitive objects or items that you feel called to bring to this. I'm sure they'll be woven in some way. I've got my gold feather here, so I'll see how it wants to be woven in. I'm also the creator of the Soul Artwork and the New Icon program, the New Icon movie. I'm a soul artist. I'm an artist to the bone. I love nature. I am someone who's on the path just like you. And I've been very fortunate and very blessed to have these beautiful insights and visions channel through me. And I feel when they come through, it is like a divine love affair for me. When I get these downloads and uploads, I get these visions, I get these insights, I get these ideas for things to do. And I feel so much love when this energy, this to me feels like this divine current, like a golden liquid love current moves through me. And I feel a certain kind of way, like it's almost like, I don't know if responsibility is the word, but I just feel my way to honor this incredible gift that flows through me is to express it, is to share it, is to circulate it in the world. And then it expands beyond me. So my intention with this call is to share things that have channeled through me in relation to art and money and creating a bridge between those and creating wealth on all realms. And hopefully to inspire you to discover the next layer of wealth in your life. And by wealth, actually, why don't we start with that? You know, what does that even mean? Sometimes there's a whole process that we need to go to just to be able to explore the topic of money, wealth, abundance. What does it mean? Sometimes people use the word abundance because they're a little bit nervous about the word money or wealth, as if it's going to sound like greedy or somehow cheesy or crass. So just noticing for yourself what wealth means to you and where you find yourself in that equation right now. Like, what is wealth to you? And I can share for myself, years ago, wealth to me was art. It was just like, can I connect with the divine? Can I express myself? Can I spend time in nature? And that was this very full, vital experience of wealth to me. And then as I realized that I was needing to take care of myself and support myself and interact in this world and buy things, suddenly I was very much aware of money. And I started on this other whole path to understand wealth in another way. And that kind of wealth is really the ability to take care of yourself with ease. The experience of wealth for me around money is being able to spend my time the way I want and tend to things so that they're taken care of and my priorities are in the right order. I'm doing the things I want with my time. If I want to travel, I go and travel. If I want to, you know, really go crazy with a creative project and like hire tons of team and bring in all kinds of supplies and things that are cost money, then I can do that, that the money is there to support me. And that's an experience of wealth that I have created and I live. But I certainly have gone through a journey with it. I've gone through a journey with both the art and money. So for yourself, starting into this call, just take inventory for yourself. Like, what does that word mean to you? Wealth. And we'll begin with a bit of a meditation there, and then we're going to dive in. We're going to go through these three spiritual lessons. with different exercises so you can really get it. So it's not just hearing. There's a joy in just listening and hearing, but also when you apply it to your life and you make it real for you, then you have ownership of it. And that's where knowledge goes from knowledge to wisdom, because now you have an embodied experience of it. So we will be doing exercises with these three spiritual lessons. But let's start with a meditation. Center ourselves into this experience wherever you are in your day. For me, I'm just coming back from the lavender farm. There's this gorgeous lavender farm called Weir's Lavender, and it's so beautiful. And they're just about in the height of their bloom. Like the smell is there, but I know it's going to get even more intense over the next week. It's like almost at their full fertility right now of smell and aroma. And I was just walking through the fields of lavender. So I'm coming from that space right now. That's my day at the moment. So just notice for yourself where you're at in your day and see if you can bring yourself into this moment for this experience. And let's set an intention together that the purpose of this space that we are in together today is for each of us to go to our next level of capacity for wealth on an inner level and an outer level. So taking a moment to center into that and adding your own intentions for this call. What is the purpose for you being here? What drew you to this call? What do you want to get out of this experience today? Just taking a moment to breathe that in, being present. So I want to share a little bit about how this call was inspired. So I am in the process right now, we're building towards the opening of the 2016 Soul Art Certification. It officially starts on July the 1st. And we've been journeying through these four sacred soul art rituals, which I have loved so much. And we have an incredible community of people. In fact, there's just under 10,000 people that have registered for the four sacred soul art rituals, which is profound. If you really think about that and the ripple effect of that, I'm really blown away. People are going into these rituals. And then we also have a Facebook group where people are sharing. I think there's about 1,700 people, or maybe 1,800 people in that group. And it's pulsing with vitality. And to me, that is wealth. You know, so if you can experience that, the fertility of that, the aliveness of that, the presence of that, the attention to like wanting to be in creative process. I mean, it's amazing. And so I've been totally engaged in this and the people, and I can feel you all over the world. And there, this year too, there's a lot of people that seem to be from South Africa and of course across the States and Canada and in Europe and Australia and some people in South America. It's truly profound. And so we're gathering in this global space, this global sacred space to cultivate our inner wealth by doing all of these rituals to learn about body mapping. That was the first ritual we did. And then learning about chakras and spirit guides and shaman. All of these pieces are cultivating our inner wealth. And I've felt it, and I'm sure you have felt it too if you've been engaged in that. And so I felt this sense of there's another whole piece to the equation that wanted to be addressed and wanted to be included. And it's something that actually within the Soul Art Certification, there's an entire bonus section to the certification program that is focused on the business side of being an artist, of being a soul artist and a soul art guide. And really it is applicable to anyone in the expressive, healing, transformational arts, whether you are an artist or a shaman, a visionary, a muse, a beauty lover, or an Akashic record reader, an intuitive, any of these expressive, healing, transformational arts. There is a unique way to approach business and money. And it doesn't excuse us from addressing business and money, but it's just that our brain works uniquely. And if we are that type of person, as I've seen these thousands of people are, I am certainly that way. When I first tried to enter the business world, I was so confused and I started disembodying myself. So I'm like, oh my goodness, I guess I'm going to have to, you know, learn these things, which I wanted to learn. But it felt like I was going to have to become another person in order to get it or in order to enjoy it or in order for it to work and be successful. And it was sad to me because I'm like, wow, I have so much of this inner wealth. Why can't I apply that inner wealth to the outer wealth? Why can't they match? Why aren't they mirroring? And so I dove into business, and many of you will already know a lot of my business story. I have been very passionate about learning about business and the entrepreneurial world, the internet world, all this kind of stuff. I have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on private mentoring and programs and all this kind of stuff. Really very passionate about it. And certainly did learn a lot and continue to learn a lot. But one of the things that I found is that everything that I learned, I had to extract the learning. It's like, okay, I had to receive what they were saying, extract like the main clarity of what was going on, and then apply it to my creative mind. Like let my creative mind do something with it so it made sense to me so I could enjoy it. And so essentially over the past, I'd say 5 to 7 years, that's what I've been doing. I've been weaving in the creative energy into the business models, into the way to think about business and how to approach it so that it is just like another art form. And so this past year, it was the first year I actually added as a bonus to the Soul Art certification an entire business training. And it's called How to Create Six Figures as a Soul Art Guide. And this is something that's just a bonus. That in itself really is worth the entire investment of the certification. But I added it as a bonus because really the same intention for this call today is that when you cultivate your inner wealth, there's going to be a natural tendency to want to have that echo and mirror in the outer wealth. And often the creative spiritual types don't have the bridge that allows that to happen with ease because they see what's going on in business and they'll say something like, oh, you need to, find the problem that somebody else has and address it, fill the need and be like of service to them. And, you know, and all that is true when you are, say, a chiropractor or you're selling toothpaste and there's a certain kind of problem that people are coming to you for. But when you're in the creative spiritual realm, yes, people have things that they want to heal and transform. And yet the way that we approach it isn't so much like what's the problem. It's more like where's the evolution? What wants to happen? What's being inspired? What wants to grow? What wants to take shape here? And so when you're approaching it traditional business-wise in that way, you can feel like you have to change the way that you think in order to do it. Whereas what I believe is that using your creativity, using the unique way of how you perceive the world, the inner wealth that you cultivate through your art and your creative practices, using that in business to shape your business is actually what creates wealth. So I wanted to give you a little bit of a taste of that today, because if in any way you were wondering, it's like, well, if I do this and I cultivate my inner wealth, if I do the Soul Art certification, or if I go deeper into my own art practices, you know, what does it matter? How is this going to mean something for my life? And I wanted to open that door to you to let you see that you can balance these worlds and you can experience wealth in both. And in fact, I believe that outer wealth is really just a result of growing your inner wealth, like true outer wealth, like the experience of being at ease in your life, eating the way you want, living the way you want, spending your time the way you want, comes from an inner place. And so the wealth really grows through you so you can experience it. And the money can flow because you have the clarity, because you have your energy is aligned with who you really are. So you're in your wealth. So we're going to be looking at this today and possibly spotting some areas in your own life where your wealth isn't maybe in alignment with who you really are. And so then it's not able to be reflected in the outer world. That was the case for me. And we'll talk about that as we get into these spiritual lessons. And you know, I hope that you do spot something that maybe is a little bit misaligned, because that's not a bad thing. It's like the opportunity to create a transformation in that space. It's like, oh, wow, now I can see that. I used to just think, well, I guess I don't get money, or I guess I don't know how to do this business stuff because it's not working for me. But in truth, I really just had not seen what was going on from the perspective of my spirit. I had not been able to align myself with what was true for me within different business situations. And while I was disembodying myself to try to act like someone else because they were successful or whatever it might have been, I couldn't grow wealth from that perspective. And really none of us can. And even if we do create money in those ways, like say have a job, but it's not really filling your soul, you won't actually experience wealth, even if you have the money. And so coming from that inside out place, from your soul being nourished, from your creative spirit, your ability to envision and express yourself from that well of fertility, coming from that place and designing business and money channels and your relationship with money from that place, then you can actually experience wealth. Not just have a pile of bills sitting on your desk or something, although isn't that fun? That's great. But being able to experience the wealth. So having the pile of bills on your desk, like bills meaning like dollar bills, not the other kind of bills. Although that can be fun too when you get like the opportunity of that. But anyways, what I meant was the actual like money, coins, bills, that kind of thing, the money, having that on your desk, but having it on your desk because you have been expressing who you are, because you are overflowing with the fertility of your creative spirit. Okay, so are you ready for this today? We're going to be diving in the three spiritual lessons of art and money, how to be rich in both. So once again, if you haven't gathered your journal yet and your markers, get them because I'm sure you're going to be getting some downloads. There's going to be moments of clarity. Things are going to start to shift. Energy is going to move. And if you want to take notes to let it really land and ground and integrate, then you want to have your journal ready. And of course, it's always nice to have some kind of a glass of water or liquid in some way, because when we're doing these deeper processes, and they seem really simple, like they are simple, and yet don't be fooled by the simplicity, because energy is moving. And when energy is moving, that means it's also, it can be kind of churning up some debris of old beliefs and old ideas. So you want to just have some water. You want to just keep the energy moving, flush it through. Maybe you'll need to go to the bathroom at the end of the call. No problem. Take care of yourself. That's great. But really, like, honor what we're doing here. We're doing very deep, sacred, creative, spiritual work. And creative means we are moving energy in a direction that it has not yet been expressed. Take that in. Isn't that profound? Moving energy in a direction it has not yet been expressed, meaning we can't necessarily know the specifics of the outcome, but we can move it. So then from that expanded place, we have access to new ideas and information. That's creating. You're creating. You're letting something that didn't exist before have life. You're creating it. And so it didn't exist before. So you didn't have those answers before. You didn't have that consciousness before. And when you grow into that, you let yourself be creative. Your energy opens the space for those new ideas and the expanded consciousness. Okay. All right. So let's begin. And I'm going to do it as like a countdown. Like there's three and there's actually more, but we're going to go with like the three super juicy ones. And I'm going to start with number three, and then we're going to count it down to number one so that we can just they kind of build on each other in a way. And the number one spiritual lesson is something that I think all of us, in fact, probably all of these in some way we will all face and deal with. And by a spiritual lesson, what I mean by that is that things happen in our life that can be challenging and difficult, and we don't quite get it. Doesn't totally make sense to us, and we are really given an opportunity to explore something, to learn something, to uncover something. And that's where a spiritual lesson is harvested, in those moments when we're dealing with something in our life and it feels like it's not quite working. That's one of the ways we can learn. And we look at it from a spiritual perspective so that we can receive the teaching, integrate the teaching in our life, so that we can come back into alignment with who we really are, what we want to do, and what we want to create in the world. Okay, so I'm going to be going through, and these spiritual lessons really are centered around the things, the challenges that we feel, the things that come up around art and money, the things that stump us and can convince us that we can't do it. And there's such a prevailing thought bubble belief going around about the starving artist, the struggling artist. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I have lived it, but I don't buy it now. I sold that. I don't need that anymore. I don't live that. I'm not that. You don't need to be that either. It's just a thought form that has been prevailing for a very long time. It's very out of date, and it's completely untrue. And it's untrue because when you are creative and when you are connected with your spirit, you are wealth. And so when it doesn't reflect in the outer world and money and things like that, it is just, there's something in there that we need to learn in order to allow the wealth that we know we really are, allow it to become expressed and experienced. Okay? All right, let's dive into this. All right, so number three of the three spiritual lessons of art and money, how to be rich in both, is overwhelm. Okay, so overwhelm, I'm sure all of us have experienced this. And it is the experience of, or the way I've experienced it anyways, you can think for yourself, like what overwhelms you? For me, it's the sense of like an avalanche of to-dos, and like the list is like, you know, and it kind of piles on, and it's like just a stack of things that it's just too much. And so how does this play out in our art? Like, what does that mean if we're in that space of an overwhelm with our art? Often, it looks like actually procrastination. When we're in this space of an overwhelm, there's this procrastination. A lot of excuses come up. It's like there's no time to create. There's no time to devote to your art. And it's this sense that your energy is just spinning and swirling around, and you really can't do anything. And there's just like total chaos going. It's like you're spinning in the tornado. Okay, so that's how in your art it can actually look like procrastination. You're always being whipped out and pulled out from actually doing your art and doing anything you want to express yourself and devote your time and energy to your creativity. And then how does this look with money? This is like the chaos. You know, like if you've ever had a time when you had like a stack of bills, and the kind of bills where you owe money, that kind of thing. And it's just like this heaping pile of stuff. It's completely chaotic. It's completely in disarray. And just like, it's like this knot of stuff that it's hard to focus. Okay. And so when we're in that space of an overwhelm, we are not experiencing our wealth in any way. We're not experiencing it internally because we are not in our creative power. We are not experiencing it financially because we are completely distracted by all of the chaos of all these things. Okay. So the purpose of me sharing these different lessons, we're actually going to get to what the lesson is from that, like how our spirit can teach us from those experiences. But I want to start with, how do you know when you're ready for the lesson, essentially? So I want you to just think for yourself, you know, what's a situation where you have felt or do feel overwhelmed in your life? And I want to bring this up so you have a visceral experience so that you can actually receive the spiritual lesson that I'm going to teach in a moment, related to overwhelm, and how important it is to learn this particular spiritual lesson if you do want to create wealth internally with your art and your creativity, as well as externally with your finances. So let's first identify in those moments when we're in the overwhelm. So that really all it is like this bell is going off saying, okay, you're ready for a spiritual lesson. Actually, I'm going to chime my bell right now. So think about, we'll play a little game here. I want you to think about something in your life that is overwhelming you, whether it's in art or money or in any other way, because when you know, it will all mirror itself. So however it's playing out for you, I want you to pull that forward. Let's take a moment and sort of find what that is. Okay. So when you're in that space, yes, that means there is a bell that's going off saying you are ready for a spiritual lesson, all right? And the spiritual lesson of overwhelm is about priorities and being centered in what is your true value, okay? So how do we know what is our true value? How do we know what our priorities are? Because essentially overwhelm is when we are so off center, we're so distracted, we're so spinning that we aren't like owning the situation. We aren't putting our priorities in order. We aren't standing from the center of who we are of what is of value to us, and then moving about from that place. Okay, so the way that we receive this spiritual lesson when we're in that space is we really need to understand what our priorities are. So again, when that bell goes off, when you're in overwhelm, hear that bell. I'm going to do it one more time. Hear that bell. Overwhelm. Bell goes off. You're ready to ask yourself the question, what are my true priorities? What do I truly value? Let's take a moment, about 30 to 40 seconds, and we'll just have quiet together. And I want you to ask yourself that question, what are your true priorities? And let the bell of that invitation for the spiritual lesson to clear the space so you can hear. You can actually listen to yourself and you can hear, what is a priority for you in your life? Is it love? Is it creativity? Is it beauty? Is it kindness? What do you value? Okay, taking a moment, and you can write this down or just letting yourself tune in. What do you value? What are your true priorities in your life? Okay, beautiful. Now, if you found yourself reaching for that or stretching to even hear what it is, then this is going to be a spiritual lesson for you to really work on. Because until you are able to hear what is of value to you and what your real priorities are, the overwhelm will always be trying to get your attention. The distractions will always be swirling you around because they're just bells that are going off saying, you're ready for a spiritual lesson. You're ready for a spiritual lesson. You're ready for a spiritual lesson. You're ready to know what your true priorities are. What are your true priorities? Really, the only way that we uncover our true priorities is by taking an inner journey, by learning about ourselves, by having those moments of deeper contemplation, and being able to give ourselves the permission to hear what is true for us. You know, I grew up in a family that was a beautiful family, and a lot of the values and priorities were the same, but then there were some that were really different. And so I had certain priorities and values, like I love spending time doing nothing. I love spending time doing absolutely nothing. But in the space where I grew up, that was considered a lazy thing to do. And so I always struggled with that value of mine, which was I just love space to just be. And I was always rejecting that core value of mine, that just being is a beautiful priority of mine. And so I used to, it's really funny, people would, like someone in my family would call me up or something, oh, what did you do today? Meanwhile, I could have spent the day doing nothing. And they would think, oh my gosh, I can't tell them I've done nothing. And so I would immediately, you know, start spinning in my overwhelm of like, I'd be triggered by that question, like, well, what did I do today? And I would kind of make something up, like, oh, I was doing this, I was doing that. You know, and so then it created more overwhelm because I'm not honoring what is true for me. And so how could I create in that space? How could I be visible? How could I create wealth? How could I experience wealth when I'm denying a core value? And so there was a real journey for me to give myself the permission to own that simply being is a value of mine, and it's okay for me to just be and do nothing. And then from that place, I'm fueled, and then I do take action, and I'm very productive, and I am very prolific. But it's still a very high value of mine to be. But it comes from a place of, I had to listen to that and I had to go through the journey. And really, the work that I do with the soul artwork, and we cover this in the soul art certification, especially in the level 2 in chakras, where you're really hearing the truth of your energetics and then aligning yourself with that. And there is healing that happens in that, because sometimes a belief system of a family member or of society does not match up to what is true for you. And so there's a process to be able to heal the obligation that we put ourselves under to live under someone else's idea. But when we're wanting to create inner wealth and outer wealth, we must learn and begin the process of learning the spiritual lesson of knowing our true priorities and knowing what we truly value. Okay, so that's number three of the three spiritual lessons of art and money, how to be rich in both. And so we know that we're ready for that spiritual lesson when we find ourselves in overwhelm, because overwhelm is simply lack of focus and like things are swirling us beyond out of our center. And so we're only out of our center because we're not clear on the center. So we're getting that bell calling us back saying, do you know what your priorities are? Are you valuing what your priorities are? Okay, so that's the first in this, which is number three. Overwhelm is the point where we get called into that spiritual lesson. The second spiritual lesson in the three spiritual lessons of art and money, how to be rich in both, is not enough. This is a huge one, and I think probably everyone in our modern developed world has this invitation to the spiritual lesson through not enough. Okay, so how does not enough, what does that look like in your art? So what not enough looks like is comparing, jealousy, envy, sadness, victimization, belittling your own expression because maybe you see someone else did something different and then thinking yours isn't enough, looking outside of yourself, external validation. Essentially, it's a complete disembodiment. It's a complete, like, all of a sudden, like, if you had your own experience and then you jump out, and once you've jumped out, you are in not enough because you're not in who you are. And what and things that pull us out is, like, thinking that someone else knows something that we don't know, or they've got it more figured out than we do, or they're further along in the journey than we are, so we're not enough. And it just goes on and on and on, okay? And the way that this one can show up in money, I mean, in a very simple, practical way, is not enough money and just or believing there's not enough money. And I'm always intrigued by this one because and I've done it to myself. Too. I'm like, oh, I don't have the money or blah, blah, blah. And then the next thing you know, something really cool comes up. You're like, oh, yeah, no, I can do that. Right. I can make that happen. But the way that it does show up is not enough money, believing there's not enough money, really worrying about money, comparing, and also too now with the internet and there's all these different things and we hear a lot about the millionaires and multimillionaires, which is awesome. And I know many of them and they're beautiful, beautiful people. And yet at the same time, one of the things that it can stir up and it's just, you know, it's something that's ready for the spiritual lesson. It's ready to come up. So it's coming up, but it can stir up this feeling of the not enough. And it can also, again, belittling yourself wherever you are in your journey with money, thinking someone else has more money than you, so they're better off, things like that, comparing. And essentially, it's about being blind to what you do have, right? Again, it's a disembodied experience because you're now jumping out of yourself, so you have no access to your own wealth. You have no access to your own wealth when you are in the not enough space. Okay, so I want you to just, you know, pull up from your cellular memory, and I want you to pull it up because it's time for the spiritual lesson. It's time to clear it. It's time to open up to a higher level of consciousness so that you can experience wealth on all levels. So I want you to pull up a moment when you have felt not enough, whether that's in your art. Another thing too with art, it can come up as not even bothering to do it. That's so sad. Not even bothering to do your art because you think that, well, what's the point? Someone else might have, they might have done it better, or, oh my gosh, I don't want to do it because it's going to look ugly. I don't have the skill. And you know, already putting yourself down. You're already not enough before you've even tried. And then feeling like you should be further than you are and not even giving your chance to self to learn. Like it's just, it's very sad. Okay, so pull one of those up, one of those moments, experiences, whether art or money, where you have felt not enough. All right. So whenever you feel that coming up, hear that bell. And that bell is your invitation. It's like, whoa, I'm ready for a spiritual lesson. There is a spiritual lesson that is available to me at this time to open up my wealth, to open up the truth of who I am. Okay? And the spiritual lesson of not enough is really about being able to be who you are and where you are, being present in your current reality. And often there's like gratitude and appreciation are things that can pull us into that space. But essentially, it's the capacity to be embodied, right? So whenever you are in that not enough space, yeah, the chimes are going, bells are ringing, hear them going. And it's like, call you back to center, bring yourself back to your body, come home, come home. The spiritual lesson is a call home. It's like the bells are going. They're like, come home, come home, come home. And by come home, that means it's like, can you land back in your experience? Because when you're in your experience, and I know that you have felt this, you don't really care what's going on. Like, there isn't a comparison. There isn't a sense of not enough. It's just like you're in your thing. You're in your dance. You're in your moment. And you're home. And when you're home, yeah, there's things that are happening, but you're home. And you are enough because you're fully present with yourself and your experience. You're breathing. Your feet are on the ground. You have fingers that are moving. You have the ability to think. You have the ability to see and smell and taste. All these things. Like, you have your presence. You are there. So whenever you're in that space of the not enough, however it's showing up, money, art, creativity, expressing yourself, being visible in the world, hear those bells and they're calling you home to yourself. And what I want to do is a little bit of a visualization right now so that you know what home is to you. Where's your spirit home? And how can you, when you hear the bells of the not enough, it's like they're calling you home, to know where it is that you can go so that you can return to your center, so that you can literally become embodied again, because not enough is the space of you've disembodied, you've checked out, you've like gone outside of your body and you're circling around looking at what everyone else is doing and seeing yourself from the judgmental eyes looking back at yourself. So coming home is like coming in. And when you're coming in, now you're looking through from a centered place. Okay, and that can create wealth. So let's do a bit of a visualization so that you have an access point to what home is for you. And this is where the wealth comes from. This is where wealth comes from. It comes from home, from being connected, from being able to embody and be centered. And before we go into the visualization, just get up wherever you are. Like if you're able to walk around a little bit, I want you to actually get into your body. We might do a little bit of movement. If whatever you're able to do, even if it's just like if you are sitting, you know, wiggle your toes and wave your arms in the air, like just get yourself into some kind of a physical awareness. And just, you can be moving around, and I'm just going to talk for a little bit before we actually go into visualization. So we need to massage the space, essentially. Like, I don't want to just go into a vision from a place of too much mental space. I really want you to go into it from being aware of your body, because that's how you're going to be able to connect. So whenever you hear the bells of the not enough spiritual lesson calling you, then you can come home, and literally you could just like tap your thigh and be like, oh yeah, I'm home. Or tap your heart and be like, oh yeah, okay, she's back, here she is, right? So an interesting story, something that that had happened to me is, when I was growing up, I was very awkward, and you know, I was like a skinny kid, and I was really tall and skinny, and so I felt very awkward in my body. And I was always afraid of people looking at me. I was afraid of being in a bathing suit. Like, that just seemed like torture, you know, to be in a bathing suit and people would look at me. So I was very disembodied. And in my late teens and early 20s, I started to dance. And I remember the first dance class that I went to with my beautiful, beautiful mentor, Victoria Slager, who I actually just talked to yesterday. That felt so good to talk to her. And I go to this class. I didn't know her at the time, but I just go. And I was wearing like this oversized jogging suit, like the kind of, you know, pants that are like double the size. And so you cannot see the body at all. And this oversized sweatshirt. And those of you who know me now, I mean, like I've done a lot of nude shoots. And I mean, I'm painted blue. I mean, so this is like, I've been on a journey. I'm giving you this perspective. Okay. Very uncomfortable with my body. So I was at this first dance class. I really wanted to dance, but I was terrified. And so I didn't want anybody to see my body. So I wore this oversized, you know, jogging suit. And, you know, and I was dancing and you know, all this stuff. Anyways, the dance teacher, Victoria, she noticed me. She's like, what's going on with this girl? And she comes up to me. She's like, you go out there and you drool. I'm like, what? Like, I don't want to do that. That's going to be ugly. And I don't want anyone to look at me. And oh my gosh, I'm hiding in my jogging suit. No way am I going out there to drool. But she was so clear in her assert, like she was centered. She had already learned the spiritual lesson, like she was home. And so I really received the transmission of that. And I went out and I tried to drool. I sort of let like saliva kind of drip out of my mouth. But what was so funny is it cracked me because it brought me back to my body. It literally brought me back to my body. And a few classes after that, literally I was the one there in like a bikini top, you know, and these little biker shorts and prancing around because I landed home. I came back. I had been disembodied, awkward and afraid. And, you know, when I had first started with the dance, my movements were stiff and awkward. But once I could return back to myself and just be in what I was, even if it was a drool, I was in the experience. And being in the experience is home, is liberating, is empowering, is wealth. And from that place, wealth can grow. It can't grow from disembodiment. It can't grow from being out of your center and, you know, checked out, you know, comparing yourself to someone else. Wealth does not grow from that place. It can't, because it just can't. There's no fertility within that soil. It can't grow there. And so we want to be able to bring ourselves back. So just wherever you are, just moving your body, and if you need to drool, just hang your face over sideways and just let some saliva drip out. Believe me, it'll bring you back to your, you'll come home, you'll be aware of the moment, and there'll be some wetness there. And whatever you need to do, just kind of get in your body, move your arms, move your hips, move your thighs, you know, maybe a little yoni breathing, bring energy up. You know, jiggle your bum, shake your boobs, whatever, get into your body. And you can keep moving if you want. And really, the music that you're moving to is just the music of your soul, you know. So whatever that pulse is, whatever that rhythm is, just shake it out, breathe it through, let it be. And you can keep moving, or you can come into a place of center when you're ready, however that is. Honor your flow with that. And I'm going to guide you on a little bit of a visualization. And I want you to tapping on your heart, tapping on your heart. All around the heart chakra, which is really like the whole center area of the chest. Tap, tap, tap. Should open up this space. Bring yourself home. Come back to your embodiment. Your spirit is here on earth. You know, money is a thing that humans created here on earth. This is part of our journey. Money is a spiritual teacher. Let yourself come into your body. Let yourself receive the spiritual opportunities of this beautiful place, this earth. And with your eyes closed, let your hand rest on your heart. I want you to just go into your heart space and find the landscape of your love. Find the landscape of your love beyond any wounds that you've experienced, beyond anything else that your heart might be storing in there that could be healed and processed. And of course that would we could dive into that in a soul art journey. But for right now, I want you to find the landscape of your love. And it is in there. With your eyes closed, seeing on the inside your heart space, the landscape of your love. And just look around this beautiful place. It's some kind of a landscape that is the perfect place for you. The place that is your spirit home. The place that makes you feel love and loved, expressing and exuding and receiving and giving love. It's the perfect place for you. And I want you to just notice what that is. Where is the place, the home base for your love? Beautiful. And then tapping your heart again all around that space. And if you're still moving, you can keep moving a little bit, but tap, tap, tap. Beautiful. So whenever you feel that spiritual lesson, whenever you get caught in the not enough, I want you to hear that bell calling you home. You can tap on your heart and come home. Your wealth can only grow from you being embodied in your wealth, you being embodied in your love, your fertility, your beauty, and your majesty. Okay, so the spiritual lesson of the not enough is to call you home. So anytime you feel that, just tap on your heart and pull that home into your awareness and come home. Okay, beautiful. All right. Okay, and the number one spiritual lesson for art and money, how to be rich in both, is safety. Okay, so how does this look in art? So whenever we're in our art and we're getting this opportunity and the call to like learn the spiritual lesson of safety, it can look like we're not trusting initially, anyways, before we've learned the lesson, we're not trusting our creative process. We're not trusting our creative powers, and we're kind of needing to know the outcome. We are needing something to be certain, and we are trying to contrive the outcome before we've even entered the journey to let it unfold. It's like we're not trusting. We're in this place where we're trying to control and make it in a, like a false way, safe. Okay, so that's one of the ways that this lesson can start to play out in our art. And then when it plays out in money initially, before we really learned the lesson, it, again, it's this feeling of not making choices because we're afraid. It's like, oh, no, that's not a safe thing to do. Oh, no, I don't feel secure. I've got a plan for like 20 years down the road. And it is a beautiful thing to have planning and organization. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. But if in any way it is holding you back from living your life and experiencing true wealth, then it's not helping and it's not healthy. It's holding you back. And so a way that this can play out is when making choices that are just based on money rather than based on love and rather than based on your inspiration. It's like feeling, oh, okay, well, that's what's logical. This is what I should do. That's what everyone else is doing. Everyone says I should do this. It's a good thing to do. It's safe. I better go do that. I should do that. It's safe, right? So whenever that happens, it is very wise to do things that are safe, that honor who you are. And yet, you'll know the difference between if it's something that's honoring who you are and limiting you. So when you're ready to receive the spiritual lesson around this safety bubble of how that plays out, let's call upon something in our life. Yeah, something so you can get the tangible of that. Like, what is something in your life where you feel it's like, basically, you feel insecure and unsafe, and you feel like you're a little bit trapped in making choices and decisions that are based on the shoulds of how you should behave and what you should do, rather than being able to listen to your inspiration. Sometimes you can't even hear your inspiration because it's so tangled up. Okay, so call upon one of those moments. I had one of those moments. I'll just share this as you're bringing yours forward. And it's where I actually learned this whopper of a lesson. And it was really at the beginning of my own business journey where I didn't believe I had the money to do the things I wanted to do. And I felt I had the art piece. I was like still so passionate about my art and I was exploring it, but I had not quite figured out the bridging piece yet. And I was just like, oh my gosh, how am I going to learn this when I have to pay to learn this? And I know, you know, I was spinning in that whole thing. And there was just one moment where I was like, I'm going to do this. This feels right to me. And I don't know how, but I'm going to do it and I'm going to figure it out and it's going to happen and it's going to be beautiful and I'm going to learn. I can do this even though I don't know how. And that was actually, this is going back like probably about 7 years ago when I first made a really big investment in learning and I joined this one beautiful program and it was such a stretch for me. It was such a leap. And the lesson that I learned in that experience was actually about trust. So the spiritual lesson, when we get faced with that, all those safety issues, like, oh, I've got to do what's secure. I've got to do the smart thing and all that stuff, which is wise on one level. But if it feels like it's holding you back, then it's not wise because something holding you back is never wise because it's keeping you from your expansion. It's keeping you from your evolution. And really, it is the bell. So if you've called your thing forward of what you're doing in your life, whether it's in money or in your art, where you're like playing it safe because you think that that's what you should do and it's holding you back, hear the bell calling you to a spiritual lesson to trust. So how do we create trust? How do we deepen trust? Because if we trusted, then wouldn't we just, you know, wouldn't we be okay? And wouldn't we just make the choice that we want to make? Well, essentially, trust is something that grows through a relationship. Think of any relationship you've had. Maybe you meet someone, and maybe it's like 10 years go by, and then you're like, wow, like I really trust this person because like I really know them. I've spent time with them. I feel their heart. And so anytime when we're wanting to cultivate trust in a higher vision for ourselves, we have to cultivate the relationship with the higher vision, with the dream. We have to cultivate our relationship with the dream so that we can actually have the opportunity to build trust. Ultimately, the only safety and security is in the divine, is in our ability to hear and know what is true for us and be able to act in that direction. The only way that we can actually create wealth in art, with our own art, our own creativity, and with money in a way that actually feels wealthy, is to have a relationship with the divine. And from that relationship, trusting it to such a high degree that we can create our life. And when we're in that space of creating our life, we're in the energetics of wealth. That is wealth. And we'll have the ideas like, oh, I'm going to offer this now. Oh, I'm going to sell this now. And oh, you know what? I'm going to go down to this event right now. And then you meet the person who wants to like sign up for your thing. Or, you know, because you're in that space of the relationship with the divine, that you are divinely guided. You can trust that relationship, but it requires the cultivating. So I want you to think about in your own life right now, are you cultivating your relationship with your divinity? Because through that relationship, that's where the trust will grow. And that's where you discover the real safety and that permission in yourself being like, yeah, you know what? I can take this action, even though I don't know how it's going to go, because I feel the inspiration and I trust myself to such a high degree. I trust my inspiration. I trust what feels good for me. And I know that it's safe on the bigger picture level to go there. I don't have to hold myself back. I can go there. So just taking a moment to notice the ways that you do cultivate your relationship with your divinity. And just look and see if there's space for that to evolve and expand. How does your divinity want to cultivate a relationship with you? Does it want to work with your creativity? Does it want to deepen your intuition? Does it want to work with communicating through symbols? How does it want to deepen the relationship with you? Because that's what will put you in the space to actually have true safety and security, because you'll be able to flow with the times. Doing what's already been done is just really following trends. And that's fine, but they're going to change. And so in our life right now, especially at this point in history when so much is changing, really the only safety and security that we truly have is in our relationship with the divine. So we can make choices that are coming from the bigger space, coming from the new reality, coming from that expanded place of who we really are and what we want to create from a deep soul level perspective. Okay, beautiful. So just noticing for yourself where you are cultivating your relationship with the divine and where you could go further with that. And of course, one of the most powerful ways that I know how to cultivate the relationship with the divine is through soul art. Essentially, the soul art work is all about cultivating your inner wealth, and then from that perspective, being able to expand and spill that over into your life. So coming up, I want to share the details about the Soul Art Certification. And there's a special offer that I have for the people that are joining me on this call. I really want to celebrate those who are really looking at your ability to bridge both inner and outer wealth. Because that is the people who do that, they're going to be the creators of the new world. And so in the soul art work, it is a very deep dive, rich, fertile journey of cultivating your inner world, your relationship with the divine, your home base, how to embody your home base, how to align who you are, and getting that rich inner world, like full, like spilling over abundance of like just like wealth. And then from that place, one of the bonuses that I have included in the Soul Art Certification Program is how to create six figures as a soul art guide. And this really is applicable to any of the healing arts, expressive arts, transformational arts, anything that's in like the creative spiritual realm, healing world, how to create business and money and structures and systems. Like, how do you work with people? How do you set up an offer? Using your creative mind, using your spiritual lens to create and craft and sculpt a business that matches who you are, that feels wealthy to you, and actually and creates the financial wealth as well. So that's something that is a bonus, and that alone is worth really more than the investment in the entire certification. And I included it as a bonus because I believe so deeply that right now, the creative spiritual people, we are the ones who are creating the new world. And so for us to become empowered, both internally, externally, this is how the new world is being created. So I've decided to include that. And also for those who are listening to this call today, I have a special coupon code that is available to you if you are choosing and feeling called and inspired to go for the Soul Art Certification this year to cultivate your inner wealth and your outer wealth. There is a coupon code and it is Art Money. So ARTMONEY, Art Money. When you type in that coupon code, when you register for the Soul Art Certification, you'll receive $100 off. Okay? So the Soul Art Certification, we officially begin on July the 1st. That coupon code is only going to be available until Friday. So definitely take advantage of that. Listen to yourself. Here's your chance to like put your spiritual lessons into action. The spiritual lessons that we went through today, we started with overwhelm and how overwhelm is really all about guiding us back to our priorities. You know, what do you value? And is it in the right priority order? Like, are you leading your life by what is your value? Okay, that's the spiritual lesson of overwhelm. The next one, not enough. And this is about, are you embodied or are you like disembodied and off, like, you know, judging yourself from the outside in? No, you've got to come home. The spiritual lesson of this is about coming home to yourself where the real wealth can grow from. Okay. And then the number one spiritual lesson is about safety. And this is about cultivating a relationship with your divinity, with your creative spiritual energy, so you can build the trust so that you can truly have safety and security, not from the perspective of knowing what's already been done, but from the place that you trust yourself to follow your inspiration, to go in the direction that is right for you, even when you don't have all the answers, but knowing that your divinity, trusting your divinity to guide you. Okay. So I hope that these offer you an abundance of insights and expansion in your own wealth capacity, both internally and externally. And I invite those who are called to follow your inspiration. And if you are called to the Soul Art work and the Soul Art certification, sign up. That is your way to honor your creative spirit, is by hearing your inspiration and moving in that direction. And we are including both the inner realms of cultivating your creative spirit, as well as the outer realms of cultivating the business side of being a creative spirit in this world. So you can use the coupon code ARTMONEY to receive $100 off the Soul Art Certification. You can learn all about the program at soulartcertification.com. Again, it's soulartcertification.com. I am sending you so much love, and I hope you hear those bells going off at any moment when you feel yourself being caught in that moment where it's like, oh my gosh, this is my time to hear my spiritual lesson. You know, if you're caught in the overwhelm, the not enough, the safety holding you back, receive the lesson and then move in the direction that is of your power and your wealth. Sending so much love to you. I am Laura Hollick, from my creative heart to yours. Bye for now.